Welcome to Storytime with Mama V. I'm your host, Victoria, but you can call me Mama V. In this show, we go on storytime adventures where magic exists, where brave knights and courageous princesses come out to play, and where the good always defies evil. Now, get comfy, because storytime is about to begin. Hello, and welcome to Storytime with Mama V. I'm very, very excited to read to you today. If you're new to the show, welcome to the podcast. I hope you've had a chance to listen to some other episodes, but if this is your very first episode, welcome, welcome to all of our returning listeners. Welcome to yet another episode of Storytime with Mama V. Today, we're going to be reading Rinny Roo's Adventures, Dinosaur Valley. And this book is written by Gene Johnson. Now, let's get right into our story of Rinny Roo's Adventures, Dinosaur Valley. Here we go. Howdy, y'all. My name is Rinny Roo. I'm a kangaroo. Going on adventures is what I like to do. Would you like to be my friend? I like making new friends. Together, we can laugh and play. I'm very glad to meet you. Would you like to come on an adventure with me? We're going to have so much fun. You don't have to pack a bag because we're going to use our imagination. With our imagination, we can go anywhere. Are you ready for our adventure? Well, let's get going. Today, we're going to visit Glen Rose, Texas. This tiny Texas town is known as the Dinosaur Capital. Well, let's see now. Around 113 million years ago, many dinosaurs would walk the Paluxy Riverbed. Dinosaurs would use the riverbed like a road and left behind their footprints.
Boo, boo, giant footprints of dinosaurs.
That's how the Paluxy River became the Dinosaur Highway of Texas. Many of the tracks belong to, are you ready for this? Really big dinosaur name, Acrocanthosaurus. Acrocanthosaurus was almost the same size as Tyrannosaurus Rex. Wowie, that's big! Did you know it means high-spined lizard? Acrocanthosaurus is a long name, wouldn't you agree?
I sure would.
I wonder if dinosaurs had friends. I wonder if they purred like kittens, or played fetch like dogs. Woof, woof, woof. Other dinosaur tracks, including, okay, we've got another long name here, Sauroposeidon tracks have been found in the Paluxy. Sauroposeidon is a long name too. It means lizard earthquake god. These dinosaurs had really long necks and tails. Picture us walking alongside a dinosaur. Time to stretch our imagination. Look how tiny we would look next to one. Goodness. Look at these footprints. They are huge. Would you like to visit the Dinosaur Highway? I wonder if dinosaurs ever played at Big Rocks Park. These big rocks were made from flooding waters in the Paluxy. I bet you they played hopscotch on those boulders. Glen Rose is full of all things dinosaur. They have wildlife, several museums, and RV parks on the river. No matter if you're big or small, there's plenty of fun to find in the dinosaur capital of Glen Rose. Did you enjoy learning about Dinosaur Valley?
Me too.
And best of all, I got to spend time with you. Such a fun adventure. Well, it's time for me to hop on out of here. Hop, hop, hop. See you on our next adventure. Till next time. Well, I sure hope you learned a thing or two about the Dinosaur Valley and about those special dinosaurs that we read about today. Let's review their names one more time. So we read about Acrocanthosaurus, and we also learned about Sauroposeidon. Wow, those are long names. I do encourage you to take a look at the actual book for the pictures of these magnificent creatures that once walked the earth. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for listening in. Remember to share this episode with another friend or family member. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and I'll see you on the next episode of Storytime with Mama V. Bye for now.